You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. When you read the newspaper, in print or online, chances are that you're seeing a lot more male names mentioned than female ones. A new study finds that the difference can be as much as 5 times more mentions of men than women. It doesn't always matter whether the leadership at a given paper is male or female.
Joining us now to talk about the findings is one of the authors. Arnout van der Ridt is an associate professor of sociology in the Institute for Advanced Computational Science at Stony Brook University. Arnout, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, how similar would you say the situation that you found in newspapers with men being mentioned 5 times more often than women, how similar is that to what we think about as the glass ceiling, say, in corporate America?
Yeah, that's a great question. Actually, I think that most people would guess that if you opened up a random newspaper on a random day, you'd expect to find more coverage of men and of women for reasons of inequality that we're familiar with. But I think it's very surprising to find that that ratio is really 5-1, that it is that dominant. So in that sense, there's really a difference between our real-world experience, where we find women, catching up with men and even outperforming them in certain areas, such as in college graduation rates. But then when we open up the newspaper, then all we're talking about is men.
Now, when you look at the context that people are mentioned, are we talking about any reference at all, or are you breaking it down to experts and people who are reported on themselves? How do you sift through that?
Absolutely. We broke it down by a newspaper section, as well as by the slant of the newspaper organization. So what we did was we sifted through over 2,000 newspapers using computational methods, and every time that we encountered a name that referred to a human being, then we counted that and classified that based on the name as either a woman or a man. And so we end up with this enormous big data set. And in that big data set, we break down where these name references occur into female and male name references and in different sections. But we find that both in the business section and in the entertainment section and in the sports section and in all the other sections, men are by far more dominant than women.
And you also looked at, people you might think of as famous, people who have name recognition, and you compared them with people who maybe get a mention once, maybe twice in their lifetime. How does the coverage compare when you look at those two categories?
Right. So the connection with the glass ceiling that you mentioned before is very important here. So the glass ceiling is this well-known phenomenon that women have caught up with men except above the glass ceiling. So there is this idea, this glass ceiling, where women cannot pass through, where they are blocked off of leadership positions in organizations. And it is precisely above the glass ceiling that newspaper coverage focuses on, and not a little bit. Pretty much all the coverage is about the people who live above the glass ceiling. So that's why that ratio is so off, because all the women live below the glass ceiling. And so this is where this exaggeration of this everyday inequality occurs. So women are a little bit behind men, but because at the top it's only men, CEOs, movie directors, and so on. This is why this ratio is 5-1 in the media. And this gives audiences the impression that power and newsworthiness and visibility is really something that's associated with men, and maybe creates in the minds of audiences this idea that it is a natural state of the world.
So is this because these women who are, as you say, below the glass ceiling are not doing things which are newsworthy, or is it because the people who are above the glass ceiling, namely we're talking about men here, have brand recognition and it becomes a self-perpetuating cycle because these are people who have cultural cachet who kind of want to hear about each other?
Yeah, it's probably a little bit of all of this, but it certainly poses the question, why is it that we only talk about people above the glass ceiling? Certainly a lot of interesting stuff happens among people who are not in leadership positions. In fact, you could say in a lot of industries, that is where all the important stuff is done. And the talking heads is the people that we give attention to and give the microphone to.
And how many publications did you take a look at, and how did you measure the mentions?
Yeah, so we looked over both historically as well as on so in newspaper databases where we have scanned records of newspapers, as well as in modern data sets where we have online newspapers. We processed all these issues day by day, weeklies also, just went through and captures all the names in there through a computational system that recognizes whether something is a name. Occasionally we make a mistake, like when Mickey Mouse is in the news, we might think that is a person. The computer is still makes those kinds of mistakes, but most of the time we get it right. And based on that system, we arrived at this very skewed sex ratio in the news.
Now, you looked at papers where there were more women on the masthead sometimes than men, women in those upper editorial leadership positions. What kind of difference did that make, if any, and how much women were reported on in that paper?
There are certainly differences between newspapers. So there are newspapers where that focus perhaps on women. An extreme example would be, say, the Women's Wear Daily. And you find it in a news organization like that. There are also many women employed in editorial positions and in other leadership positions in this organization. And you can contrast this maybe with a more male-oriented newspaper like a Financial Times or a Wall Street Journal, and there you'll find a lot of men in the organizations. And indeed, that journal will cover men to a much greater degree. And this might give the impression that it's really just the men in the news industry who are doing this. So we blame the media for this. Because you've got these female organizations talking about women and male organizations talking about men. But what we did is we looked at all instances where a male editor was replaced by a female editor to test this idea that the gender of the newsmaker matters. And what we found is there was no difference at all. So if a male editor was replaced by a female editor, that left the coverage rate completely unchanged.
Why would that be?
So women were covered to the same degree.
Ahan, why would that be?
So the reason is, and this is speculation on our part, we have no evidence for this, but we believe that there's a very limited role that individual editors and journalists and newsmakers in general can play. The news is fed to them, and it comes from the real world and from news wires, and that is a world in which above the glass ceiling men are dominant, and it doesn't really matter what choices these individual newsmakers make. That phenomenon whereby the most visible individuals and the most at the top of organizations come to the surface, that will always happen. It doesn't really matter what field or domain you look at.
We're talking right now with Arnoud van der Ridt, Associate Professor of Sociology in the Institute for Advanced Computational Science at Stony Brook University. He's talking about his new research that shows that in newspapers, a big newspaper study, that men are mentioned 5 times more often than women are. And Arnoud, let's get to the effects of this right now. You know, for the news-reading public, that includes men and women, includes maybe some younger people, maybe high schoolers who are reading these papers. What's the effect, do you think?
Well, I think there's a risk here that, you know, the dominance of men in newspapers may create this subconscious association of men with newsworthiness. And it's really just a byproduct of the glass ceiling, the men above the glass ceiling, dominating. And this might make it normal. Unconsciously, maybe unintentionally, you would expect to see a man at the top of an organization because that is normalized through the media coverage that reflects the status quo. And so I would, we really need a transformation on the ground where women do reach those top positions. And there are, of course, very influential celebrity CEOs that do make it to these top positions, and they do have a significant impact by making it normal that you also see a woman in a top position.
So it sounds like you're saying the place that needs to affect change is in the corner office. It's above the glass ceiling. If change happens there, then we'll start seeing women written about more often in the media, not the other way around, which was something I was wondering about. Could it be sort of a chicken or the egg thing, that if you started seeing more women written about in the media, well, then maybe you'd start to see that reflected in corporate boardrooms?
Yeah, it is something that is very difficult to evidence, but it is certainly an intuitive cycle that we might be able to break this this vicious cycle by seeing more women above the glass ceiling, paying more attention to them in the media, and thereby inspiring women who might think that it's impossible to make it to that level, to try and reach that and break the glass that way.
Now, you're talking about newspapers here, but do you have an idea whether this is consistent with other media, say, radio, for instance, or online blogs, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so our news database actually contains not just the traditional newspaper, but also the online news site, like, say, a CNN.com or even NPR website is in our database. So we are pulling a variety of sources here. But what we've also done is we've looked at social media and to see if we find the same patterns back, and we really do. So on Facebook, for example, you see that among individuals who are mentioned only once or twice, women are slightly ahead of men, presumably because people are simply talking about their friends. And women are perhaps a little bit more active on Facebook than men. But then once you look at posts of people that are very famous, you again see this extreme ratio of 5-to-1 back, where also on Facebook, the big conversations are all about men.
Arno, what are the next steps in looking at this issue for you?
Well, there's one open question that we have left unanswered, and that is, suppose that you have a man and a woman who have the exact same type of achievement, exact same role in society, and if you identified such pairs of people who are highly similar, but the only difference is that one is a woman and the other is a man, is it then the case that in the media the man is getting more attention than the woman? And that is really a question that we haven't been able to answer yet. But we could, in principle, do with this methodology, and it is something that we look forward to getting insight in.
Arno, thank you so much for talking today.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
That was Arno van der Ridt, Associate Professor of Sociology at Stony Brook University. He's the author of the newly released study called A Paper Ceiling, Explaining the Persistent Underrepresentation of Women in Printed News.